Start your day in the Turaway, Northwest London, Thursday, 11th of Shvat, 2nd of February. Rabbi Shlomo Reutenberg, Shlita, Hamavatal Kisser Shel Chavera. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Simcha with Simchas and Nesun of Shira Stimla and Tzvi Stern, which took place yesterday, 10th of Shvat. He wrote in Shizkul of Nurse Bias, the Mom Israel, the Shem Velisilo.
The Shaila that the Minchas Yitzchak mentions, this is Shia on this Shaila. Minchas Yitzchak mentions the Shaila in Chilek Yud, Siman Ayin Dalet. A person gave his friend, made him a shliach, gave him a certain amount of money. He should take it to America, to put it into a Gewisse bank, and he was going to get 8% Revochen, profit from the investment in the bank by keeping it in the bank. So every year he sent him the amount. At the end of the he sent him an amount of money. At the end of a certain amount of years, they had made up, he's going to bring him back the whole money with whoever was left. He brought him back the whole money. And he told him, by the way, I didn't put the money into the bank, I put it into a different investment. And the money that I brought you back wasn't 8%. The investment that I put the money into was a much better investment. And he brought back 10% gains. So the shayla there is, he asks, am I allowed to take the 10%? Maybe it's called ribis. Because he thought maybe it was called a loan, and therefore I can't take the 10%. I want to discuss such a type of hechatimtze. On the one hand, he didn't really do his shlichus. He had sent him to do a certain investment, and he went and did a different investment, which avada l'ketchil, you're not allowed to do it. Even if you make a cheshbon, there'll be better gains. If someone gives you money for a certain investment, you can't, without his permission, even though you make a cheshbon, he'll gain out of it, you can't put into the other investment. But l'maitzi, he did do it. So in the case there, the person was honest, and he brought him the whole money plus more money. The shayla would also be, what would be if he says, which maybe he has a right after he's done what he shouldn't do, he'll say, listen, I didn't do the shlichus. I took a certain amount of money. I'll bring you back the money that you gave me. And the gains, I'm taking everything for myself. Because I changed from what I was supposed to do. What would be the din in such a case? So the Gemara, the Gemara brings a story. Omar Rav Choma. Hayman deyov zuzi lechavrei, lemizban lechamra. A person gave money to his chaver to buy wine, and then sell it at a later stage for more money. They used to buy the wine straight after they cut the grapes, and then they made the wine. Then it was much cheaper, and then sell it later on, and they made a profit. Uposha veloizovenle. And this shliach was pesheah. And he didn't do it shlichas, he didn't buy and he didn't sell. Says the Gemara, Mashalem leked ka'ozel apava sed zul shofet. But even though he didn't do the shlichas, he's mechuyev to pay the one that sent him with the money. He has to give him as if he made the whole profit, which was the normal amount of profit that a person would make on such a type of deal.
This is not a paid shlichas. That was afraid he asked him to do it.
The Gemara doesn't say whether he was paid or not. He was a shliach. The Gemara doesn't say what he was. It says that he's mechuyev to give him back whatever he would have gained. So the Rosh here straight away asks that, says the Rosh, that we have a klal. Hamavatl kisoy shel chaveroi ain't all about the tarumas. It's based on a Yerushalmi that someone that was mevatl his chaver from earning money, he didn't steal from him. But the person had a way of earning money and he stopped him. The whole Yerushalmi is based on a Tisefta. The Tisefta brings down a similar case to the Gemara, that someone gave a shliach a object to go and sell for him and to make money, and he could that was the time when he could have earned the money. And he didn't do the shlichas. And he comes back and says, I didn't do the shlichas. He gives him back. There as well, he could have earned it if the shliach would have done the shlichas. He could have earned a certain amount of money and he didn't. says the Yerushalmi, says that Tosefta is potter. So Yerushalmi says, why is he potter? Because Hamavate il kisur shel chaveiroi ain't all of elotarumas. Someone that stops his chaver from gaining, he wasn't mazikim beyodayim. He didn't do any positive act. He didn't do something that could have brought him money, so may that stopped him gaining the money. He says, ain't all of terumas, you have tainas on him, but you can't be mechayv in money. So why here in the Gemara says that he has to give him the amount that he could have gained? Says Rosh, that here we're talking about kashehisne imoy shim lo yikne sheyamtzi lo yang mishloy. Here we're talking about in the case where he made up with him clearly. I'm going there and I'll do your shlichus, I'll bring you back a profit. And if not, I'll pay you from my own wine. It's talking about over there. But basically, he was mischayv himself that if he doesn't do the shlichus, then he'll give him whatever gain he could have gained out of this deal that he wanted him to do.
It's compensation.
No, it's not compensation. It's chayvus. Could be in certain terms, if you're mechayv, then it's called compensation. But the reason is only because he was mechayv himself.
Yeah.
If he wasn't clearly mechayv himself, just because you stopped the other person gaining money, that's not enough to say that therefore you have to give him whatever he could have gained. So the Rosh says it's only because he was mechayv himself. The Ritvo, the Shetumer Kubetz, bring down the Ritvo. The Ritvo says, he brings down this teretz. He says that the Gemara doesn't say he made the Tanai, and in this case, we don't have to come on to it. In this case, if you send a shliach to do a certain deal for you, and you could have invested your money with other people, or you could have gone and done it yourself. So Pshat is, you gave him trust that he's going to do it for you. So the Etzem Zach, that you trusted him, and he didn't go to someone else, so he says, Be'ahi Ano, that Ano that you have, that he trusted you and not someone else, that alone is already, it's an unwritten agreement that you're going to bring him the gains that he could have gained out of this deal. And that alone is already mechayvim. So he says, what about the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says when he sent the shliach and he didn't do the deal, any olav elo tarumas, can only have tainus, but he can't be mechayv money. Said the Ritvo, they were talking about a deal that wasn't vaday. Even if he would have done it, it's not dafka that Itaka would have come out at the end with the gain that he said he would have come back. So there, something which is not vaday, it's taka in all of the talumas. But here the Gemara is talking about Zulshafut was a certain place where there was a derech over there. People used to go buy the wine when it was cheap, then sell it when it was expensive. Was like Beder Chateva was a regular deal that should have worked. So even if you didn't make it tonight, the Etzem Zach that you trusted him makes that you're mechuyev to bring him the amount of money that usually people gain on this type of deal. And the Ritvo brings a raya to this. We have in Asurcha Sa'umnin, there the Gemara talks about someone hired workers, and then he hired workers to come on a certain day. He didn't pay them yet, but he told them to come. And then on the day, or at a time, when they can't find any work for that day anymore, he cancelled them. He told them, I don't need you. So the Gemara says over there, that if, the Rishonim explained that if he could have had a job somewhere else, and because he had hired them, so they didn't look for any other job, they didn't hire themselves out to someone else, so it says over there that you mechuyev to pay the workers. So there as well, you only mevatel kisa shel chaveiroi. It's not that you damage them. You stop them earning money that they could have earned. And you see there that the Gemara says that you have to pay them the money that they could have earned. So the pshat is that over there also, it's keilu vibalti, you hired these workers, and they will agree to come and work for you. So with this, they mechuyev to each other that we trust that whatever happens, you're going to give us some money that we could have earned on the job that you took us for. And otherwise, that's kind of an unwritten agreement as well over there. So we have here what looks like kind of a machloikis. The Rosh learns that mevatel kisa shel chaveiro is always potter. Ain't all of elatarumas. And the only time that you mechuyev It's only because you made it clear tonight that you're going to finish off this, that if I don't do the deal, you're going to pay me. The Ritva holds. Then no, it's kind of an unwritten agreement. Hayoyz, you could have done this investment yourself or invested it somewhere else. So if it's an investment that you sent him for, which is an investment that al pider chateva what zicha happened, it's kilo an agreement that you're gonna pay him whatever he should have gained on this deal. So the emes is we have in Shulchan Aruch, we have similar cases which are a bit different, but here we also see this is in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down a similar tzaddik base, Siv Zayin. The Ramah brings down a case where a person gave a pikodon to his chava. He gave his chava a certain, let's say, an amount of money to look after for him. Now this chava went and invested the money, wherever it was. So let's say if it was, he gave him permission to use the money. So then, but he didn't make up with the one that gave him the pikodon anything about the gains. So there it's poshut that the gains go to the nifkat, to the person that was looking after the money. He told him, when I come back in half a year, you'll bring back the money. You'll give me back the money. Whatever you do with it during these 6 months, do with it whatever you want. There it's clear the revochim go to the nifkat. Then the Ramah brings down a case which is based on the matcha. Then the matcha says, if he gave him a pikodon, and then it came a certain time, and he says to the person that's looking after the pikodon, give me back the pikodon, give me back the money, because I have a certain deal, I want to go and make money with it. Now the nifkat goes and keeps it for himself. He doesn't give it back to the mafkid. And then he goes and invests it, and he has more revochim, or even if it's invested already, no difference. So on that it says, and the Ramah chayv liten or revach mekano labo. That in this case, he's mechuyev since he came to claim the money, and he told him, I have a certain revach to do. And he went and kept it for himself, and he made himself revochim. So here it says he's mechuyev to give the gains to the mafkid. As I state in the Ramah. The Shach brings from the Mashal, and the Mashal argues. The Mashal says, the afilo tovah lidin. Even if he called him to the Torah, and he proved in the Torah and said, clearly I have a certain investment that I could do now and I could gain with this money, and the person holds it back, and even if he made money on it, he's potter to pay, he's potter to give it to give the gains to his chava. Why? So the Mashal says, because here, when he uses it, he's Sheleach Yodoy in the money of his chava, meaning Shaleach Yodoy bepikodon. A shoimer that gets a pikodon to look after, and he looks after it without, and he uses it without permission. So Shaleach Yad bepikodon is like a ganav. Now, by a ganav, you have to pay whatever you took away from. If you steal, you have to pay back what you stole. But there's no taina. Let's say if you stole from someone money, and during that time, the person that you stole from could have invested the money and could have made a lot of money on it. A ganav doesn't have to pay for that whole chesmon. A ganav only pays whatever you sold, whatever you stole, mashalim kishas akzela. All the chesbonos that he could have gained out of it, that's all a groma, that he's not mechuyev to pay. So the Mashal says the same thing. Even if you asked the money from the nifkad, you asked him to give it back to you, and he kept it without permission, so he's a shaleach yad bepikodon, and he invested it, so shlichas yad, he's like a ganav. And since a ganav, avad, he has to pay back whatever he took. But anything that he gained from the money is only like a groma, the ganav doesn't pay for that. He was koineit, and he pays whatever he stole, and so that's what the mashal, the shach passing like the mashal. What's shot in the...
Sorry.
Yeah.
You said that the mafkid was losing out, as a result he couldn't invest it.
Correct, but even though he couldn't invest it,
yeah,
and even he said clearly, and he proved that he could invest it.
Besides what the ganav earned,
right,
the mafkid has lost out.
Right, that every ganav that steals money, he's coined the gneiver,
yeah,
and his chai boins him and has to pay back whatever he stole.
Okay,
all the cheshbonos that the other person could have invested it, and instead you invested it, if you're a ganav just pays what he stole. You don't make cheshbonos what he could have earned. You only pay what he stole. What he stole, that's what you have to pay back. So Shaleach Chad Bepikotin, he says, is also, the Gemara calls him a ganav, and therefore he only has to pay whatever he stole, he pays back.
Somebody borrowed.
No, he didn't borrow it. He got a pikodin. Yeah, he had to look after it. Yeah, he gave him a shomer. It was a shomer for 6 months. After 6 months, he told him, "Give me back my money. I want to go and invest it now." And he says, "No." Whatever. He doesn't give it back to him. And instead, he invests it himself, and he's made money on it. So the Ramon says, "Bring up brought on the matcha. You have to give them the gains that you gained. You have to give to the mafkid." The Shach, based on the Mashal, says, no, all he did, he became a ganav, because Sheleach Yad and a Pikodin is called a ganav. Anytime a ganav steals from someone, he's coined the ganav, and it becomes like his money, and he has to pay back whatever he stole. But any money that he made on it, and any money that the other person didn't make, that you don't have to pay that.
So he's
just want to ask you, does one need a shtar between the two parties for any of these transactions?
A shtar is always kedai to make.
Does one need one?
A shtar is a matter of, it's either you made it or you didn't make it, and it's always kedai to make it.
To do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
To have a shtar.
Is not the ganav being marviach the parasa shel chaveiro? He's using the...
Yeah, but it becomes like his.
He's using the pikodin to earn and denying the mafkid
right,
the possibility
correct.
Of earning.
Right. So by a proper ganav,
yeah.
A clear ganav, he stole it, he wasn't planning to give it back and he earned money. Then later, the tshuva is giving it back. He only gives back what he stole. He doesn't give back all the revochim that say what he gained, say what the other person could have gained. It doesn't come into cheshbon. He tells the ganav. Now here, Shaleach Yad Bepikodin, when he uses someone's Pikodin without permission, the Gemara says it's also a ganav. So since he's got a din like a ganav, so he doesn't have to pay. Oh, that's what the Mashal says. So what's Pshat in the Ramah? Why does the Ramah, the Matcha, say that he does have to pay back what? The Ravochim, that the other person said, clearly I could have earned money. Why does he have to pay it back? So the Chasam Sofer, others also must be, Chasam Sofer is Masbir Pshat in the Ramah, that Pshat is Azoy. It's like we have a Gemara of Zeh Nehene v'Zeh Chosa. The Gemara talks about a case when someone had an empty house that he wanted to rent out. Somebody else came and set himself into the house. He went and lived there. So the Gemara says that Zeh Nehene v'Zeh Chosa. Pshat is the one that owns the house, could have rented it out to someone else. And because this person had gone and lived in there, squatted to the air, so he couldn't rent out. So Pshat is he's lost out, and the other person is gaining out of it. Meaning, it's different to if someone goes and locks his chava's house. Someone went to put a big lock on his chava's house, and therefore he can't rent out, he can't do anything with it. So that's like Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro. You didn't gain out of it, you just stopped somebody else gaining. You won't mazikim beyadayim either. You just stopped him gaining. So stopping gaining is like Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro. That you don't have to pay for it, which we mentioned before. That's Zvada Nezek. But in general, we say that you don't have to pay for it because you were just Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro. But here, you did, besides stopping and gaining, you went and you gained out of it. So even though you weren't planning to pay for it, lemaisa you're mechuyev to pay. Why? Because you gained from what the other person lost. That zenehene v'zeh chosa. So the Chasam Sofer is masbir. He says even though we say sheleach yad is like a gazlan, but shlichus yad is different to a ganav. Meaning this: when the Gemara says that sheleach yad is like a ganav, that's only legaba his chiyuvin. That just like a ganav is chayiv and all, even if an oynes happens afterwards, he had the chayfetz and an oynes happened, it doesn't make a difference. A ganav has to, if you steal, you have to pay back whatever you stole. No difference what happened afterwards to the chayfetz that you stole, you become chayiv whatever happens. The same thing is when someone is shaleach yad bepikodin. someone used someone else's pikudin that he gave him to look after, and he went and used it without permission, he becomes like a ganav benegea, that whatever happens to this chayfetz afterwards, he has to pay up the chayfetz, whatever happened to it, no difference what happens, even if oinus happened. But says a chasm sofer, but there's still a difference. At the end of the day, the person that was using the pikudin, he's not like a ganav. A ganav is not planning to give it back. One day he'll do tshuva, so he'll give it back. A shaleach yad bepikodin, it's not pshat that he's not planning to give it back. The valley is using it without permission. He's planning eventually he's going to give him back the pikodin. So it says the Chasam Sofer that be'etzem this chayfetz still stayed belonging to the real balabos, to the one that gave it to him. So even though legab chiyuvim, we say that the chiyuv of this shomer becomes like a ganav, that whatever happens to the chayfetz, he has to pay up. But when to the gains, the gains from this chayfetz, the gains automatically, since this person said, I could have gained, and instead you're gaining out of it, it stays like any other case of when you use somebody else's chayfetz, when you're not a shomer, and some you use some, like when you go into someone's house, and you're nana, and he could have gained out of it, and because of that, because you're there, he can't gain. So it's like zenehene v'zechosa. In other words, the way the Chasam Sofer explains is that the mashal, which the shach goes like the mashal holds, that such a case is when we say shleich yad bepikodin, you become totally like a ganav, and therefore any gains that this shomer gained out of it, he keeps for himself, and he just has to give back the pikodin like a ganav, and the modcha held that no, that even though you take chiyuvim, you chayv ba'oinus, and therefore whatever happens to the chayvitz, you have to pay up. But the gains, hayos, you weren't planning to steal it, you were just planning to misuse it without permission, and then you're going to give him back the chayvitz. So even though you became a chayv ba'oinusim, like a ganav, it's only legab a chayv ba'oinusim. But the chayvitz lemaisa still belongs to the real balabos. And therefore, any money which you gained, since he lost out from what you were gaining because you didn't give it back to him, and therefore he couldn't gain money on it, so it stays with the din of Zenehen of Zechosa, that he'll take what you're gaining out of it is mechuyev to that person.
So what stage does he have? He's not a shoyl.
No, he's a shoymer. Even if he was a shoymer chinim till now, but there's a din of shaleach yad bepikodin. If you use someone's pikodin, someone that gave you a pikodin, and you use it without permission. So the Gemara says, Shaleach Yad Bepikodin is a ganav. So a ganav, according to the Motre, according to the Ramo, so the way the Chasam Sofer explains is that what the Gemara gives him a title of a ganav is only legabe the chiyuvim. His achrayis for this chayfetz is that whatever happens to it, he has to pay up. But when he gets to what he does with the chayfetz, Lemaise, it still stayed the chayfetz of the balabos, of the real balabos, because he was planning to give it back. So maybe any gains which this money makes is be'etzem, it's making the money for the real owner. Now going back to the side of the Minchas Yitzchak, in the case when he's a shliach. So in the case when he's a shliach, so there, also, it could depend. Even here by a pikodin bamas, if he says clearly that when he takes the chayfetz, he says, I'm not planning to give it back, or I'm planning to bequeath it for myself, he has to say it in front of Edom, could be the says. In other words, we have a klal, a person doesn't want to be a rosha. So a person is really not looking to be a ganav, usually we take on. So even though he misuses the chayfetz, he wasn't supposed to, he might make a cheshbon, I'm doing it for the toiv of the balabos. Or, so especially in the case of where that the Minchas Yitzchak talks about, in the case where he made him a shliach, and he asked him to invest the money. Now he went and made the cheshbon that the other investment is better. So Avada, you're not allowed to do it, because if someone gives you to do a gewisse shlichus, to go and use his money for something that he never sent you for, even though you have kol min chashbonos, whatever it is, but you can't go and do it without the permission of the balabos. But here, In this case, Lemay say he made the wrong cheshbon. He thought he was allowed to do it. And he made the cheshbon that if I'm going to invest it, I'm not going to put it into the bank for 8%. I'm going to invest it in a different investment where he made the cheshbon that's going to make 10%. So if the shliach went with the kavana, oh, I've got now money by me, I see I can make a good investment, I'm going to take the money for myself and I'm going to invest it somewhere else. In a few months' time, I'll bring him back the money. So then he becomes a ganef. Be'etzim will become a ganef. So, and then the gains really would go to himself because he was planning to steal the money. But if his kavona was, when he went and invested the money in a different investment, so Pshatis is using the balabos's money, and instead of doing what he told him to do, he went and did something else. So we look at it, the maisa, the money still stayed the balabos's, even though you're not doing your shlichus correctly. But at the end of the day, since you weren't planning to steal the money, it's cool that you're investing the money of the balabos. So even though could be you're going to taina, he could have invested it somewhere else, or maybe if he would have known you're doing this, he wouldn't have agreed. But at the end of the day, it's maximum, it's zeh nehene, v'zeh chosar. The pshat is that...
He had good intentions.
Yeah, besides the good intentions, pshat is, if he wouldn't have given it to you, could be it's vada, he would have gone and invested it somewhere else. And he would have earned maybe more, maybe that's no different. But now, but lemaisa, you went and invested it, and you invested it for him. So you weren't planning to steal the money. So Sai Legaba, Savada, the money that he could have gained, that he was planning to gain the 8%, that he can for sure give him. Says in Miches Yitzchok, even the other money that he gained, Lemais, he gained 10%, not only is he allowed to take his Shai Lav Ribbis, Pashtus, he's Mechuyev to give it to the real Balabos. Even if he says, I'm only giving you 8%, and then we find out that he went and used the money and invested it somewhere else, and he still wants to give him only 8%, to Lemais, he gained 10%. So he's mechuyev to give him 10%. Why? Because it was, at the end of the day, you didn't steal the money. You just did it for the other person. So you took his money and you put it into a different investment that made him 10%. So you're mechuyev to give him the 10%. That's because lemaisa, the money made the investment that he did. Now regardless, but so that's all because he did invest it, just invested it wrongly. But it's called, since he didn't intend to steal it. Now what happens if he comes along?
But how do you differentiate that? The other day he took the money, he didn't tell the fellow because the fellow didn't want him to do that.
The answer depends. If he'll come along later and say, you should know I did the investment and did it for myself. Comes back, let's say he gave it to him for a 10-year investment. After 10 years I'm going to bring you back. The money was X, so and so much gains. And he told them what he was going to do. They made up which investment he was going to do. And then he went, took the money, and did a different investment. He wasn't planning. And he said, you know, I did the other investment. I did it for myself. I wasn't planning to give you any gains. Basically, he said, I was planning to take a free loan from you for 10 years, and then just bring you back the kerem, whatever you gave me. Is he believed to say this when he comes back later? So on that, it's more in the poskim. If he says it beforehand, he says in front of two Edim, and he tells him, listen here, I got so and so much money from Reuven, and he gave me money to do one investment. You should know, I'm planning to take this money, use it for my own gains on a different investment. And I'm doing it for myself. So then, he said in front of Edim, basically, I'm planning to be a ganav for 10 years. So he's a ganav. So, like we said before, a ganav doesn't have to give the gains that he gained lemaisa. If he made the money already,
yeah.
And then afterwards he comes along and he says, you should know now I did it for myself, he's not Neman.
He's admitted in front of Adin that he's a gunner.
Yeah, say that. So lemaisa, he said, I've stolen.
He's dug a hole for himself.
No, he's better off if he's a gunner.
He's better off, maybe Begashmi is, but not Baruchni is.
Begashmi is.
Yeah, Begashmi is better off, because then he doesn't have to give
back the Karen.
Then he only has to give back the Karen. But if he comes after he made a nice lump. It's a shame to give it to Yenim. So he comes along now and he says, you should know I did it for myself. My plan like a tchilo is not Neman. Because when you take on a person doesn't really want to be a ganef. He made a false cheshbon that he went and did it for the other person, not for himself. Which we take on, they did it for the right person. Just he made the cheshbon that he'll gain more, and he thought he was allowed to do it. But lemaisa, the gains, they gained his mechuyev to give to the right. to the real owner of the money. He can't just say that right. I'm taking it for myself.
It's called an English fraud. Fraud.
It's a bit Teutoniska, that. It's better to sound like Gandalf.
No? Yeah, the life is not. It's hard to say it's Teutoniska.
In money, in money.
By the way, if it comes out.
In Din Torah, it is.
In Din Torah, the mic says it's. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I'll be able to answer. I don't know if I